things when we, because we were doing this with a friend called Michael, the first two records. So and he said like, nah, I don't like this. So we say okay, and then we had so a couple of songs we had to go back to the rehearsal studio and rearrange it and yeah.
But so, after the album was said and done, are you saying that you went and you changed them after the fact, so they're different now?
Yeah,
perennially different now than when you play them.
Yeah, I think so. I think we play them harder.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's more like it's that song is more like a pop, a stupidity pop album. The other albums are more like harder and faster.
Okay, all right. So City Boy, I've got queued up. So Tommy, what do you think of some artist or combination of artist and song that you just to this day remember loving, and this is why you do what you do.
Yes. Few bands I bought every record they released, and one band I did that with was The Jam.
Okay, I love The Jam.
I thought they were, when they came out, they were so different, because I liked that they wore suits and were very aggressive. That combination, talked to me. So, and I think if I want to pick something with The Jam, I should pick something that the first things. Often when you hear a new band, that's the first things that really. No.
Totally.
Yeah,
me
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So I think I would pick In the City from the first album.
Well, that works because we got City Boy and In the City.
Yeah.
And I think that when you heard that album, man, I saw a couple of weeks ago, I was seeing on YouTube, and that, I mean, before YouTube, you never got to see bands live.
No.
But if I watched The Jam live at that time, when the first years when they released In the City, and it's an amazing live band. It's also a three-piece, and it's really good stage show, and they're really aggressive. I mean, it's a fantastic live band.
So so they changed over the years, because as they evolved, they weren't really like that.
No, they really changed, but I think Paul Weller still kept the faith in doing good stuff, and then with the Style Council, I'm starting to like it less. They got some good songs, but I think
it was very poppy.
Yeah, something totally different. But the Jam progressed in a good way, I think. They got so many good, great singles at that time.
So when you first heard that song, In the City, for me, when I hear a song, I hear the music. If I hear the hook, that's what hooks me, pun intended. I mean, and the lyrics come next for me. I don't know if that's that way for you or any of you.
Not for me.
Not for you, it's the lyrics?
Yeah, I write the lyrics, so.
Well, there you go.
I think the lyrics are important, and then it doesn't matter if it's, simple or like Bob Dylan 12-verse lyrics. If it's good lyrics, it's good, and it fits to the rhythm of the song. And it's all, in that time, I think The Jam at the first album, there was very, saying something, trying to convince people that they have to do something themselves and not listen just to politicians, and try to make your own choice in life. I think that's the mod feeling too, because I can say I was like into the mod movement at that time. So I really liked it, and both the music and both me and Ernest like old Northern Soul and that kind of music too. So I think that's big influence too. And,
cool. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, everybody, let's play, first of all, from Stupidity, from their record Illegal U-Turn, as heard from your GPS. This is City Boy, everybody, at WMFO. Okay, everybody. Let's see. I think we're playing on... I'm not sure where that's playing. There we go. All right. Obviously, I told you we're having some equipment problems, so I apologize to you guys. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do. This is City Boy by Stupidity here at WMFO. It's WMFO in Medford. Glad you could hear our special mashup that we did just a little while ago. Completely unplanned, but boy, you know, art is art. It was wonderful. Hope you enjoyed it. But for reals, I wanted to make sure that you heard some songs from Stupidity, and we sort of had a city theme there. Then we played The Jam, too, which I don't remember that song, but loved it.
Yeah.
It was just a great thing to hear.
I think it still stands out.
I think so.
I think that's the our progressing is to make songs good songs that are not too complicated, because some people, they try to complicate everything too much. I think if you have a good song like this song, it doesn't have to be 5 minutes long. I think if you can say what you want to say in 3 minutes, I think you can forget it.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's a good way to have a good song too. I mean, it's good songs that's, you know, longer too. But if you want to make a straight rock or pop hit song, I think that's the ideal of a time around 3 minutes, and it shouldn't be more really. And then you could, like this song, I think it says it all in 3 minutes or whatever it was, 2 or 2:45 something.
And we were talking while the songs were playing and during that mashup, the way that some horns came in.
Yeah.
So how did that process work? Who suggested it? How did that happen?
The saxophone player was an old friend from me and Tommy's first band.
Okay.
So we thought that we should do something else on the second album. So we tried to put on some horns. Well, I think we got some horns on the first album too, if I think.
Did you?
Out of Bounds. Mm.
There was some on there too?
I have to brag a little. There's a horn solo in the middle of City Boy.
Nah, that's another song. It's Nag Nag Nag. Yeah, when you play the horn.
No. It's in the city, in the back. I'm doing horns. The thing is, I was playing a horn when I was a kid for 3 weeks, and I thought I could still play. So I went and I borrowed a horn, and I was supposed to play. Okay, you ready? 1, 2, 3, and I was supposed to play, and I couldn't play. So all I did was like something on the horn. Okay, let's leave it like this. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that the horns were there. I love the combination of, you know, just adding. It adds so much.
I think that I was very inspired by the Australian band, The Saints. And then they had this Prehistoric Sound album, and they started to play. They started like as a punk band, and then they started to play with horns.
That's an awesome evolution, if you ask me.
And you know, with distorted guitars and the horns together, it's it's a real. I like that kind of combination, like with these rock guitars and then the horns, like a soul.
And let's be real here too. I mean, I call it dirty guitar, and I just love the dirty guitar that's in your work.
Yeah,
it's constant throughout it. I just love it. So we're making the move to the to the record, The Move, and I did get to listen to that. It was a couple of days ago on my long commute to work, and we were talking while the songs were playing, and we were sort of talking about which song from The Move, and I was hoping you'd pick this one. You know,
I'm walking mine in my shoes. Yeah.
So what do you think? What can you tell us about that one? I loved it.
Yeah. Well, I think I heard a song on internet actually. I think it was YouTube or something like that. And it was some hook in it, and then I stole it and I made it my own. I can't even remember the other song what I heard. like a melody in like a chorus.
So, well, look, I hate to tell you, but you're getting old. You know, it's hard to remember things. Sorry to be the one.
It's easy when you steal things. better not remember it. Did I?
No, of course not. All right, so we definitely want to hear that track.
Yeah, and the funny thing about the thing about this album is that this is the first album in a professional studio. The other two albums are it's recorded by a friend of us in his little small studio in the basement.
And in that basement studio, like how many tracks was it? Was it a real small?
It was 24 tracks.
Yeah,
still
yeah.
24 tracks.
Yeah.
I have to tell the story about the board, you know, in that studio, because 20 years ago I had a songwriting contract with Warner Chappell that never gave it, turned out to be nothing anyway. And I'd made a demo of the song "I Need You Like a Hole in My Head," but with another lyrics of that song on that board. So we came down to Michael and said, "I recognize this board. Yeah, I bought it from Warner Chappell.
Okay,
what song are we gonna record this song?" So we made a demo of this song 20 years ago on the same mixing board as we recorded it in 20 years later.
Who would have thought?
Amazing things happens for a reason.
So moving from that basement 24 track into a real studio, tell us, what was that like? Must have offered an awful lot of more opportunity to spread. First of all, spread out, and
the studio room is fantastic today, and the engineer is he's an old friend of mine. He's really special. So it was a lot of aggravation and stuff in the studio.
What?
Yeah, but it was fun because he could tell us, like, we take this part away. So in one song on that album, he and the cue producer, friend of us, Duke of Honk, he plays organ on the album on Move, and they just cut things out of one song and just made it. Yeah. I think 2 minutes, 1 minute less. They just take 1 minute away from it, and it was good. But there was a lot of not stress, but it was fun, but it was a little bit aggravation. but it went out well. It turned out well.
So did the organist play with you in the studio, or was it recorded beforehand?
No, he
was in the studio.
How about in the basement? You probably couldn't have fit an organist in there, so you would have had to
now I'm talking about the third one.
Okay.
Yeah. The Move record, but because that was a big professional studio,
you could bring the organist in.
Yeah, and that was a friend of us too who had that studio, but it was, he had great big artists in Scandinavia.
Very nice.
Recording there. So we got some old friends, Keith Strang from
it's still early,
from Fleshtone. Yeah, from Fleshtones are, and we got strings. Yeah. So we try to do a little more of new things.
Perfect.
Use strings from the Flesh Quartet, which is they're kind of big in movie music and ballet music and theater music and stuff like that. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. Actually, my brother. And
so keep it in the fan.
We brought them in on the song Reflections, which is a completely different song.
Yeah.
Way.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, from what we normally do. With strings and tremolo guitars and stuff, and it's a song you should play it sometime.
Okay, I definitely will. Yeah. But let's put you on the spot, my friend Ernest. God, I'm terrible. So tell me about a song that you'd like to choose that means a lot to you for whatever reason, something that
When I was in 1977, I think that's a rebirth of me musically, because I think that's I heard a couple of songs like Cortinas and things, and then the punk movement came, and then came The Clash.
Oh, okay.
And I think, just like Tommy said, he bought every record from The Jam, and I bought every record by The Clash.
So this is going to be hard to pick something to play by The Clash.
But I think one of the first singles, I think it's White Riot.
Okay.
And it's a very funny lyrics.
Okay.
You have to listen closely to it, because it's not about, it's when you hear White Riot, it's look like kind of racism, but it isn't. It's
you could glean that from the title.
It's the other way, actually.
Okay.
So,
all right. So So let's what we'll do is we'll play Yeah 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 and we'll play White Riot. But let's remind everybody that tonight you're going to be at Store 54 in Austin. Yeah, 54. All these new clubs in Boston.
Yeah. And hopefully no riots.
Hopefully no riots.
Only Yeah Yeah Yeah.
Only Yeah Yeah Yeah.
Gillis.
Yeah. With Andrea Gillis.
Yeah.
And the doors open probably around 8:30.
Yeah.
On the Facebook post that we did, we've got the link to be able to go and look into that and buy tickets. So first of all, I hope you take a look at that and go see these guys tonight again out in Austin. And let's listen to something from their record called The Move. This is Yeah Yeah Yeah, WMFO. Say a little prayer so when I release the play button, pray it's going
to
work.
I was born all right. to lose. Things won't happen to me. You say to me, don't be such a drag. I drive a wreck, but you're in a jail. How can you tell me how good things are while you're driving in your daddy's car? Hey, shut your mouth and listen. I walk a mile in my shoes. You were born to glisten.
WMFO. All right, what an awesome request. Thank you so much. We just heard The Class, White Riot. Love to hear that. That was terrific. And before that, Stupidity Zone, Walk a Mile in My Shoes from Move. So both of those just then. And Mike, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, somebody's been trying to get hold of me. I'm having a cell phone that's malfunctioning. You'll have to call me here at the station, 617-627-3800. That's 617-627-3800. And around 1 o'clock, you can contact me at WMWM. That's 91.5 FM in Salem, Salem State.
Okay, terrific. This has been a, well, all right. So, yeah, equipment problems for you too today. It's crazy.
Yes.
All right, so you guys, we talked a little bit about little Steven Van Zandt and his is it Sirius radio show where he, coolest song in the world five times? Mm. I think it's on Sirius.
Yeah. It's Sirius. It's the Little Steven's Underground Garage. And we're very proud of having five songs as the coolest song in the world. And then we got to meet him, like PA talked about earlier. It was when Bruce Springsteen played in the Stockholm 2009. It was the first time we got to meet him, and he was really nice. And he said, when you come to New York, come and see me, and I really love you guys. And so we did. When we came there, I said, now I'm coming up to see you. Are you in your office? And he said, yeah, come over here. And then at that time, I can't remember, when we released Move, I think it was. And then we had that album with us, and he listened to it and he liked it. And then we had another coolest song in the world. And then the strange thing happened a couple of years. This is 2 years ago, yeah. I think, when me and Steven are in contact. We like send messages to each other, and not in a big way, but he likes me and I like him, and we're friends, I hope, still.
Yeah, I hope.
It was before Easter, and I wished him happy Easter to him and his family. And he said, yeah, happy Easter to you too, Tommy. Well, what are you doing next week? And I say, I'm probably working. You want to come over to Norway? We need a band in Lillehammer to play live in the Lillehammer show, and I'm there recording right now. Do you want to come over?
Wow.
And I said, no, maybe not, because Miss Anna is having the laundry, so we can't do it. as I said, of course we will come over there. And we flew over there next week, and we were there for like 12 hours, flew in the morning, was recording all day the song King Midas from the latest album. And then we went home in the afternoon, so it was very... very intense day, and I think we played the song like 15 times or something, because you have to take shots from each angle when you're in a TV show. Mm-hmm. If someone moves a glass or someone stands in the wrong place, you have to take it again. So it was, or this production, it takes much time. But I think Lillehammer is a really, it's a funny series, and it's very different to every other series. And little Steven, he has been in love with Norway. I should be more in love with Sweden, that's what we think, but he's in love with Norway, and have Norwegian artists in his label called the Cocktail Slippers. It's a girl band from Oslo, and some other bands that he'd been really into, like from Norway. So he's got a lot of connections with Norway. I think that's why he started to do Lillehammer. He met some producers there, and they suggested to have this crazy show, and I think he wanted to do it too, because it's like a spin-off from The Sopranos and what they did there.
Definitely.
The character is similar.
Definitely.
So I think he wanted to do something, and maybe to direct something on his own too. So I think it's a fun, it looks like nothing else, I think.
And we as Americans got to see the landscape, and it's just, I was going to say to you guys, since we're going to have a end of winter storm, that you kind of brought the weather with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. But so you should be used to the the cold and the snow.
We used to, but we discussed this with our friend Andrzej Gillis, who we're playing with tonight.
Yeah.
And we said that we have... the weather in Stockholm, I think, is pretty similar to Boston, except you have an earlier spring. But we have it's similar weather here.
Is
but
it?
If you go further north in Sweden, it could be really bad. Like the high parts in Norway, like Lillehammer, also it's different because it's on a higher level.
Okay.
But I think it's similar weather. You got some bad winters here too. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, and this last winter was not too bad at all, and we lucked out in last winter.
Yeah.
108 inches of snow.
Yeah.
It was really not a lot of fun to be here. All right, so it's about 10:30, everybody here at WMFO, and Miss Anna was nice enough during the last songs we're playing to pick one last song that we'd like to hear from the 4 CD that you guys did. It's called Rum and Gone.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, PA wrote it.
Yay, PA.
Yeah. No, it's just a song I like.
Okay.
Usually I like the fast and short ones, but this is different. I like it.
Okay, cool. So I want to spin this one. I want to spin Rum and Gone. Also want to remind everybody that these guys are playing tonight at
Store 54
in Alston.
With Andrea Gillis.
Yeah, with Andrea. And so I want to play something off Andrea's record that I'll follow up afterwards. And you said it's called Hold Your Maker.
Yeah.
Okay, and Andrea's going to be on the bill as well tonight. So let's hear a little bit of you guys, a little bit of Andrea, so we can close our eyes and maybe pretend that maybe it'll be sort of like it's going to be tonight. All right, everybody, this is Stupidity and Rum and Gone at WMFO.
I'm and take it down to the hollow. Wait in the water.
With Stupidity, with Mike on the mic on WFMO Medford.
M-F-O. Oh, yeah.
WMFO, not FMO, MFO. Yeah.
I'll tell you when the mics are off how you can remember it. Mike knows what I'm going to say. Hi, everybody. We just heard a couple.
Maybe
we'll see. I'll tell you in a second. We just heard Stupidity from the 4CD Rum and Gone, and followed it up with something very different from our friend Andrea Gillis. That was called Hold Your Maker. Not Hold Your Makeup. which we thought it sounded like. No. That was very different for Andrea. We really like that.
Yeah, she probably collaborating with her husband, Mark Polansky, in Township, so it's probably going to be a little bit different mix for her.
Very interesting show coming up tonight, then.
Yes, yes.
And speaking of the show,
it's going to be at 16 Harvard Ave in Austin. That's store 54, and you can get there by the Green Line. You go take the Green Line to Brighton and Harvard. You get off, you walk down a block, and you go around to the side alley and go downstairs, and you'll see a fantastic group of records and bands and music tonight.
But dress very warmly, because these guys brought the cold.
Yes.
So if you're walking around tonight, it's going to be, you know, cold. But you've got to go out tonight. Doors open, I guess, probably around 8:30. Yeah. And these guys and Andrea Gillis will be there tonight at Store 54. I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning and getting up and putting up with all my equipment foibles and my dirty, bad jokes that I told off the air. But that's all right. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. So we're going to try and get out there and see you guys tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
You're very welcome.
All right. All right. So we're going to continue, everybody. Thanks so much, you guys, with something new from Frightened Rabbit. This is called Lump Street at WMFO.
Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga.
Heart, you're leaving. Maybe you're grieving me, but if you wanna go, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but just remember there's a lot of bad and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. My heart in two, because I never want to see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad and beware. It's a wild world. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. La 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 la. Baby, I love you. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there. But just remember there's a lot of bad and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford, just about 5 minutes before the top of the hour here, 11 a.m. I'm Mike on the mic. I want to thank Stupidity so much for coming in today. Oh, you need to... Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I want to thank Mike Newman for having Stupidity in today. We had a great time here. And if anybody's following the band, we're going to be up at WMWM 91.7, web streaming up at Salem State around 1 o'clock today. And I tip my hat to you. Another great show with Mike Newman.
and a great little remix there, too. All right, so, yeah, again, thanks to Stupidity. They'll be there with Andrea Gillis tonight at Store 54 in Alston. Doors open probably around 8 p.m. tonight. Don't miss this one, everybody. I know you love the music that we played from their records. Just so much fun. Stupidity with Andrea Gillis tonight. Okay, Something About the Women is coming up here at 11 a.m., and I believe it's going to be the lovely Jane that'll be here today. And I want to leave you with something lovely for Jane, by the beautiful Nancy Griffith. And this is a live rendition of Love at the Five and Dime. Nancy Griffith.
One of my greatest fascinations in life has always been a little store where you can go in and get a vanilla Coke and listen to the popcorn machine go pop, 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 and dig through a record bin and find a record for 69 cents that you always wanted all your life. When I was in high school, the only way you could get from North Austin to South Austin on the bus was to get off the bus in Central Austin and get on another bus. And where you changed the bus at 6th and Congress was a place called a Woolworth store. And I always had just enough time to run into the Woolworth store and get myself a vanilla Coke, dig through the record bin, wink at the boys, and get back on the bus. And Woolworth stores are the same everywhere in the world. They have this wonderful smell to them. They smell like popcorn and chewing gum rubbed around on the bottom of a leather-soled shoe. And the first time we went to Europe, we landed in London, and we were driving through central London, and we came around a corner, and by golly, there was a Woolworth store. And I wanted them to stop the car and let me out so I could go fill up my suitcase with unnecessary plastic objects. And if you've ever been in a big Woolworth store where there's an elevator, or a lift, as they say in Europe, every time the doors open on the elevator, they make a little noise like this. And I've often been asked what that little noise was. And that's what it is. It's the elevator doors. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And it was the aisles of the Five and Dime. And they'd sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer than I eat. Dance a little closer than me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this Five and Dime. Eddie played the steel guitar and his mama cried because he played in the bars. And he kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee. And still that love survived. Cause it sing, dance a little closer to me. Yeah, dance a little closer now. Dance a little